This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Segment is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Wolchuk's got his top 10 here in just a second. Let's go into the Pimp Cup, though. Relations has the G-Bag of the day.
That DMX song that was just playing right there, Party Up.
Yeah.
That's a whole diss track to Corrupt.
Oh, really?
From DPG.
No way.
Look at the lyrics. This is so disrespectful, bro. Disrespectful lyrics, bro. DMX is crashing out. All right, G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on The Fan at 5:30. Replay the champion right about here. You caught it, fam. Hit me up at Lucky Lucius P if you see anything floating out there. This is day two for this champion audio. The San Antonio Minor League Baseball team, the Missions, were giving away Missions David Robinson-inspired jerseys. People were waiting hours for this.
I'm good, man. You got the new jersey here?
Yeah.
How long were you waiting in line for one of these jerseys?
Man, I was waiting about 220 packs.
220 packs.
You finished 220 packs?
218 packs.
Yeah, see?
You guys were both... did that work while waiting for one of these?
Yes, sir. David Robinson, the admiral. The admiral. Goes first.
You and this gentleman finished 218 packs waiting in line for the jersey. How are you guys still standing?
Well, we just keep drinking.
All right.
See, we avoid hangovers, but we drink so that you get used to it.
All right. Well, that's now you guys... hard work has paid off for you guys.
You know it.
Right, you know it.
Get back to business, I guess, in there.
Good. Have a great day, gentlemen.
Enjoy. You too. All right.
Hard work has paid off. He got 18 beers in his belly and a David Robinson jersey. I was just wondering, is a porta potty close? Like, how are they navigating that?
Yeah, that situation.
Good question. It was always top of mind for me.
Probably. You know, I'll hold the spot. Just go walk off and go pee real quick. Come on back.
Yeah. Yeah. Take shifts.
Yeah.
Alrighty, shifts.
220 packs
with an F. Yeah, with an F there.
Are there 20 packs?
Not that I know of.
Okay, yeah.
That's 18.
They was slizzard then.
20. You know, I'd never heard of a 20. I've heard of a 24, obviously, and a 30.
Yeah.
I think the 30 pack's the biggest. That old cube.
Hey, Keystone.
Yeah, that is nice. About 1999. Living good. Time now to go over here to Wolchuk. He's got his top 10 at 220 for you.
Thank you. Biggest what-ifs in DFW sports history. Shout out to DLLS. They put a list together that I thought was awesome. And I figured let's go ahead and outsource this to the Tolos. What are your biggest what-ifs in DFW sports history? 877-881-1053. We got a lot in the 203. I've got three of them. What if Derek Harper didn't dribble out the clock against the Lakers? What if Tony Romo didn't fumble the snap on the kick against Seattle?
Yeah, bro.
Romo drops it!
What if Danny White did not fumble the snap when we were at the 50-yard line or so against the Niners in the catch game? That's another layer to that story that really we don't even talk about much. That is a good pull, 203. But when I say what ifs in DFW sports history, You guys have a couple that come to the top of mind?
I mean, no doubles.
Yeah.
That's probably number one. I think you would have to say, what if the refs weren't somehow paid off by the mob to put D Wade on the line 20 yeah. times a game? I think that one was interesting as well.
I mean, just the whole.
Did you really say that?
Jerry Jimmy dynamic.
Yep.
Could that have extended?
Oh, yeah, they should have pieced that up, man.
Definitely.
Piece it up, Jerry. I apologize.
Yeah.
Now get me another Super Bowl.
That was the beginning of the end, really.
Oh, for sure.
Has it been the same? Nothing's been the same since.
Somebody said, what if G-Bag of the Day didn't switch times?
Even the Switzer Super Bowl felt kind of different.
It did. Yeah. It just, the team was fading. What if Brett Hull was in the crease from the 2-1-4? Yeah, that's a bit. I mean, that game just keeps going. And who knows what ends up happening. Do the Stars go on to win the Stanley Cup? I think probably. But you don't know from the 8-0-6. What if DeMarco Murray didn't fumble in the Dez Cotta game against the Packers? That was a massive play in that game. There's so many. What if Parcells didn't retire and he stayed the head coach for that team?
That could have been glorious.
Could have been.
Yeah, I mean, 2008, 2009, to have that 2009 season with Bill instead of Wade, that could have been very interesting. I do think Dez, who was just reaching for the goal line. I think
three steps.
I think if that had counted, though, Aaron Rodgers still beat you. So that would have been just painful in a different way, and maybe we would have had overall better memories of it because Blandina wouldn't have screwed us over and all that. And who knows? Maybe Rodgers leaves enough time on the clock for Romo to do it again.
Set up a field goal or something to win it. Yeah. Number 10 on the DFW what ifs in sports history. 10 is, what if Dwight Clark didn't catch it and the catch never happened? And that is wild because you have the team of the 80s, which was San Francisco. That was in 1981. Cowboys lose the NFC Championship. If he does not make that catch, they go on to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you'd have six rings.
Are the Cowboys, and who knows? Like, it could have just, they end up being the team of the 80s. Like, now they've got the 49ers number. Does that just change?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Change the entire outline of how that ended up going in the 80s.
I don't know. I think it'd be nice to have Brian here, but from my memory in the late 80s, like the edges that the front office and the coaching staff had established were fading and they needed like some new eyes and a new innovation because everybody had a computer by then. You know, everybody was doing the same things and you'd kind of figured out what Landry had going on. So to me in my memories, like while the early to mid 80s were decent, it was clearly in decline.
Oh, yeah. What if the 6'8", sickest man in America, Jackie Smith, he makes the touchdown catch against the Steelers in the 70s. I think that was the 75 Super Bowl, if I remember correctly. That's a big what if. Number 9, what if the Cowboys had drafted Randy Moss in 1998?
Who'd you take, Greg Ellis?
Greg Ellis, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean,
you would have gotten a year of Michael and Randy.
A Thanksgiving game and a playoff game, you would have had a much better chance of winning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, you would have gone from Michael Irvin to Randy Moss. You probably would never have made the trade for Joey Galloway. You would have given Brian
Brock. Never seen the greatest stat of all time, though, either. You're right with that Thanksgiving.
Oh my God.
Yeah, greatest stat of all time, bro.
What was it, like 3 for 158 and three touchdowns?
Yeah, I'm done, dog.
It's like insane.
I need another touchdown.
All-time sports graphic.
Yeah, I don't know if Dallas and Randy Moss could have coexisted that well. Like, Minnesota was kind of nice, had a perfect quarterback set up for him.
A lot of lakes.
Yeah, a lot of lakes.
A lot of lakes.
You know, and then, but that early rise, that was, and by the way, shout out to Randy Moss, like the health developments and everything. That's amazing. But I don't know. Like, how I don't think it would have been smooth. I think his troubles would have been magnified. And he has become a tremendous broadcaster, a great guy.
Really good.
But, man, it was wheels off. And in the Dallas environment in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Maybe just his career doesn't go as well.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different layers to that.
It was great for him going to New England.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that was a perfect rally point for him.
Number eight, what if the Mavs had have won game three in that 06 finals? They don't have that collapse in the second half. And now they're up 3-0 in the finals. Do they go on to win it? Do you have that same Dirk drive in 2011 to go back and get redemption? Do you end up maybe going back-to-back in 07? Do you have a carryover from that?
Yeah, because that was an all-time letdown.
Yeah.
I mean, it was gonna be a hangover for sure the following year.
You know, to be honest, I did not think those Mavs teams were championship-worthy. You know, it kind of surprised me they were in the finals. I picked Miami in six. You know, so when Dallas went up 2-0 in that final, I was surprised. And I was still picking Miami.
Yeah.
I thought Miami is more physical. They're bigger. Yeah. They can attack the basket better. Like, they have the recipe for playoff success. So, and I thought in 07, it kind of proved that. Like, we're just not tough enough. We had to go get Tyson Chandler and a Deshaun Stevenson and a Sean Marion to sort of, you know, tip the scales more athletically and physically in our favor.
Eric Dampier just wasn't getting it done.
Yeah.
I don't disagree. Seven, this was a good one that they came up with. What if the Mighty Ducks movie had flopped? And the layers here are, well, at that time, you know, the NHL was looking and the Minnesota North Stars were looking to move. They might have moved to Anaheim, but instead you had the success of the Mighty Ducks that they just went ahead and Disney, they put an actual expansion team. They paid for it. They put it there in Anaheim, in which case the North Stars moved to Dallas and become the Dallas Stars. You might never have had the Dallas Stars if you don't get the Mighty Ducks movie absolutely blowing up and deciding, all right, let's try and embrace this, make money off of this, and actually put a pro Ducks team in Anaheim.
I did not know that.
It would have been nuts.
That is crazy.
I know. I didn't know about that. Shout out to DLL Stars.
Doing some good work over there.
Yeah. Six. What if the Mavs had re-signed Steve Nash in 2004?
Wow. I mean, I don't know.
Where's that sport?
Different league at the time. I was in favor of re-signing Nash at the time. I thought it was a massive mistake to let him go. But based on how everything went in the 7 years afterwards, who knows?
They knocked the Mavs out of the playoffs the next year.
Yeah, I mean, he's
and he goes
MVP,
on to win
MVP.
Yeah.
Like, crazy.
He was incredible. On the perfect team for his skill set. Right. And his back wasn't an issue there for about 4 or 5 years, which was unpredictable. That's why Cuban let him go. But I mean, you end up with, you know, a more physical backcourt that can play defense.
I was going to say that, like, you're probably never going to play good enough defense with Nash and Dirk to ultimately get where you want to go.
And then Jason Terry obviously came up huge in 2011 for you to win that NBA championship.
Yes.
And you don't have Jason Terry if you had have re-signed Steve Nash. Number five, what if Dez caught it? Which we kind of discussed a little bit earlier. I mean, I do wonder. I mean, you would have been at the 1 yard line. How I would have loved to have just seen how that plays out. There is obviously a chance the Cowboys still lose that game or they go to the Super Bowl. And I don't know if they win that Super Bowl that year, but they would have had a damn good shot.
It was such an emotional roller coaster for me because when Tony put it up, I literally yelled, "What are you doing?" Right? We don't want to score with 4.5 minutes to go.
Yeah.
What's the point of this play we're trying to make right here? We want 3 more first downs, score the touchdown, kick off to the Packers with 4 seconds left.
What if Romo had to play the 2016 playoff game instead of Dak?
Oh, see, that's all time right there. That's a good pull.
I think Dalton Miller mentioned that, too, on the Twitters.
I like that a lot.
Dak would have never got back on the field after Tony Romo led that drive against the Eagles. He made it look so easy and made it very clear his accuracy and decision-making and pocket awareness separated him from Dak in a very profound way.
Sure. There was no question. I mean, Dak was, like, cerebrally the best he's been in his entire career. The brain, the command at the line of scrimmage. Terrence Williams, I think, was recently on a podcast, that touchdown that they scored against Green Bay. That was a play call that Romo, they got the play in the snap. Romo's like, screw this.
Kill.
Yeah, I mean, and he was killing everything. Scott Linehan in 2014. I mean, my gosh, dude, that was Romo's offense that was crushing it. I guess he told Terrence Williams what to run, and then it ended up resulting in a touchdown.
Yeah, he was great.
Romo knew what was going on, man.
Killing everything.
I wonder if he could be an awesome offensive coordinator. I'd kind of love to see that one.
And I was still in favor.
If he was hungry for it, he'd be great.
Yeah, he just doesn't have the drive.
Right? I mean, he's living a good life now, obviously, in a lot of ways. I was in favor of just playing Tony and then still switching to Dak. You know, Dak gave you the advantage, but it didn't have to be like that. I think Dak, that was the first sign that Dak is just so much more likable. That was a big part of that storyline is how much the roster gravitated to Dak more than they ever had to Tony.
Yeah. It goes back to leadership.
I think that really is the biggest thing that kept Dak in the starting lineup for that postseason run.
100%. What if the Cowboys never traded Herschel Walker in 1989? Emmitt Smith's not a Cowboy.
Yeah.
And Woodson's not a Cowboy. You don't have the team of the 90s. That would have been wild.
Sometimes you got to take big swings like that.
Number three, what if the Mavs didn't trade Luka?
Yeah, well. Probably Kyrie.
You think Jerry Jones, my bad. No, you're still on the last one. I just thought, you think Jerry Jones would have sold the squad? They didn't make the Herschel Walker trade and get all of that goods, all that booty.
Yeah, because they were struggling.
Remember, he was already in financial hell.
He might have had to.
He would have let it go.
Dude, he might have had to. Number two, what if Nelson Cruz makes the catch? Yeah, that one hurts. Number one, what if Jerry didn't fire Jimmy before the 94 season?
Wow, there it is, dude.
Biggest what if in DFW sports history, and it's true. I mean, they three-peat. They'd be the only team to ever three-peat. And who knows? I mean, I would have loved to have seen if Jimmy could have been able to rebuild it in the salary cap era. Because he was an unbelievable evaluator of talent. And quite frankly, they were a great pairing, Jimmy and Jerry, and their egos just unfortunately cost the DFW Metroplex a chance at one of the greatest dynasties to ever be in sports.
Yeah, that should have been like a 25-year deal.
Yeah, could have been incredible.
All righty, thank you, Woolchuck. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It's a heck of a sports day as a practice is going on now. Krusty's Corner's coming up in about an hour. We'll start to take a look at some of the things we're seeing on Cowboys Twitter, and then when Brian gets to us, he'll unload the notebook. Every day during Cowboys camp, you're going to want to make sure you're around at 3:40 for the corner, and then at 5:20, we'll give you a camp report from Broadus' takeaways as well. What are we doing next, Chief?
Sounds of the Sports Day featuring the now late great Ozzy Osbourne next year in the Nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.